You're listening to Innovation in Education, the Pulaski Academy podcast, where we share stories of how PA is inspiring students to explore, create, contribute, and achieve. Now, here are your hosts, Greg Ledbetter and Matt Pulley.
Tonight, with two special guests, seniors, Lily Hawkins and Catherine Ford, who are both in our senior thesis class, and they're here to share a little bit more about their senior thesis project and what that looks like. And I'll start with Lily. Lily, welcome.
Thank you.
And Lily is in the thesis class and writing a thesis, and I would not quite halfway through, but getting close to halfway.
Probably about then, yes.
About how many chapters do you have?
Almost one. We're getting close.
Lily, tell us a little bit about why you wanted to take thesis and tell us a little bit about your project.
Well, so I was in Honors International Studies with Mr. Topich last year, and we kind of finished off the year writing a paper for the Concord Review. And my paper was on the Iranian Revolution. It ended up being about 31 pages long. And I think that was really when I realized that I could do that, I felt very prepared to go into thesis. And my writing has grown a lot since having classes with Mr. Topich. And so I definitely wanted to keep along that track. And I think it's something that it's kind of a tradition, like writing a thesis, like it's something that you hear about when you're a freshman or a sophomore and that you look forward to. And so I've been pretty ready to be in this class since I was younger to kind of take on this challenge.
I love it. I love the fact that you said, I want to take on this challenge, because it is a challenge. Not an easy project, but tell us a little bit about what your topic is and how you gathered and began research and writing this.
So my topic is recidivism rates in the American prison system, which is, that's repeat offenders. So I'm looking at in people who have gone into the prison system and then after their release have subsequently gone back. And I'm kind of looking at what contributes to this, what's created this problem, and then ending with a policy recommendation for what are some concrete things that can be addressed to curb these rates and in that curb prison, like incarceration rates in general.
What about this topic drew you? I mean, you could have chosen anything, but what about this particular topic was something you wanted to
originally
write?
So I'm hoping to go to law school, and so I was kind of looking for like a legal or a criminal justice topic. Originally, I wanted to look at the juvenile justice system, but after I talked with Mr. Topich, we realized that this was a good way to incorporate a lot of the issues I would have been addressing in the juvenile system, but there would be more of a wealth of information on this topic, and it'd be easier to get interviews, get sources. And so I kind of turned this way, and I started reading about it, and the more reading I did, the more and more I got into the topic, and I really this summer like dove heavy into the reading, and I by the time school started I was super excited and I was in it.
Where do you even begin? How do you begin? How do you start? What's the first part of this look like?
Well, I spent about a week thinking about how to start. Okay. And then after that, the biggest thing I did is I took it from broad to smaller, and so I looked at like what are the biggest things I want to focus on, and then I just went to the library, got a couple books, and just started reading. And then after I'd read a little bit, I kind of started looking online. And then by the time 3-4 weeks in, I had a pretty good list of things that I'd read, and I felt like I had a direction. And that's when we storyboarded, which was super fun, getting to do it on butcher paper. That was cool. And that's, I think, kind of when it really came together for me, seeing all these different pieces that I wanted to focus on, and then being able to see it like laid out. That was really when I felt like I was ready to start. But the reading was a big thing, like reading early, that definitely was where I started and where I was for a long time.
Any surprises or challenges that you maybe didn't think of or kind of hit you as you got into this, maybe that you know you had to overcome from the start?
I do think I was lucky enough to have, I'd already written a paper of a pretty substantial length, but I do think that looking now back at kind of the research times, like kind of August, September, It was more research than I really ever anticipated, and the amount of reading and looking for sources to talk about that source, and the amount of, I think the work you do on the front end, that was a little bit of a surprise, but I think the biggest thing, being on top of your stuff, that really helped me, knowing when my deadlines were and meeting them, that definitely was helpful in staying on track, because it's a huge project to take on.
but you have a lot of help. Share a little bit of kind of how you feel that support and that help from not only from Mr. Toppage, but from faculty and even the other students as well.
Well, of course, Mr. Toppage, he's read a lot of my work at this point, so he is a great editor, and I'm very thankful to be in this class. But I have two really great committee members, Mr. Simmons and Ms. Fitzgerald, who teach ninth grade and sixth grade, respectively. They have been great. They're super helpful. They're really like interested in what I'm doing, and they're always super excited when I give them my stuff. And the biggest thing is I'm lucky enough, I have a couple friends in my class, but even then, the class we have, we can bounce ideas off each other, and everybody is really willing to help you with this sentence, or, oh, I need a title, let's all talk about it. And I think that's been really cool, like seeing as seniors kind of how, as a class, we've developed. Really, I could text anyone in our class period, or even in thesis, and be like, hey, can you, you know, read over this paragraph for me? And they would say yes. And that's been super helpful throughout the process.
What will be the outcome from this project for you?
One of the biggest things, of course, will be like the research, writing skills, the time management that I'm going to take with me into college. That's really what I came into it wanting to get out of it, is to be even more prepared, more than I already have been prepared at PA, to go on and be successful in college. I hope my thesis turns out well. I'm pretty confident that it will, but I hope it does. I would like it to be something that educates people, that people can read, hear my defense, and feel like they can't come away from it having learned something about an issue that maybe they didn't know a lot about. And so if I could just educate a few people on kind of what this issue is and why it needs more attention in our community, and then for myself, just get some of those essential skills out of it, I will be very happy at the end.
That's awesome. There's no doubt you're going to be successful in college and beyond. And speaking of that, colleges, have you made a decision yet?
I have not made a decision.
Tell us what schools are you looking at? I always like to hear
I'm applying to quite a few places, but my top three would be the University of Virginia, Baylor University, and the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill.
Awesome. Well, great, excellent choices. Lily, thank you so much. I appreciate you sharing. I can't wait to see your defense and to read some of it. And by the way, folks that are listening, if you'd like to see last year's defense series, we have that online at our website. If you go to thepavac.com, actually, you can click on a link there, and Mr. Toppage uploaded those due to the COVID crisis. We had to do our dissertations through video. So if you'd like to see a couple samples of those from last year, just go to thepavac.com. All right, well, with me tonight is also senior Catherine Ford, who is in the senior thesis class. Catherine, thanks for being with us tonight.
Yeah, glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. So Catherine, share a little bit about kind of why you wanted to take this class and what kind of led to that decision.
My sister took it. She graduated in the class of 2019, and she was really dedicated to the class. I remember her like sitting at her desk reading her sources, and I was always like, what is she taking? And so when I heard it was thesis, I kind of wanted to follow what she did a little bit, and I also wanted to challenge myself. I knew that it was like definitely going to be a big deal for me, at least, because I'm not necessarily the strongest writer, but I wanted to prepare myself for college, and I knew I could do it.
When you were thinking about doing this, did you ever think, gosh, this is 50 plus pages, so this is a little overwhelming?
Uh-huh. Yeah, definitely my anxiety kind of got the best of me. I was definitely like on the fence of whether or not I should take it, but I was like, it's definitely gonna be a big deal, but like we have the whole year, and I thought if I spaced it out, planned enough time into it, I could do it. But yeah, definitely concern the length of it.
Share a little bit about what your topic is and what led to the decision to choose that topic.
Mm-hmm. I'm researching American standards of beauty and their effect on the self-image of young females. I really just wanted to pick it because I'm passionate about it. I think it's a huge issue today. I think girls younger and younger are having to deal with the ideal of beauty, and they have to look a certain way, and society wants you to look on what's in trend, and I think it can lead to, you know, big issues down the road, self-image issues, anxiety, eating disorders, and so I think it's a really big issue that, you know, I was passionate about and wanted to write about. So.
And I think that's such a huge, you know, concern right now for particularly mm-hmm. students your age and younger. Mm-hmm. You know, you look at social media and all of that, and it just seems like everything is coming at teenagers with image and how they look, and they have to look a certain way. Yeah. And there's a lot of pressure there.
A lot, especially because social media, like you said, like girls younger and younger are like getting involved in it, and it's becoming a lot more personalized. You can take it home. It's no longer like reading through a magazine. You like get to participate in it. And so, yeah.
Tell me a little bit about the process in the beginning. Were there any things you found that maybe as you started this project that surprised you or were difficult as you kind of got into it?
I knew I wanted to talk about like the evolution of beauty and like past beauty icons like Marilyn Monroe, Grace Kelly, Audrey Hepburn, but I also, as I started to like research, I found that I wanted to talk a lot more about like the status of beauty and how there's a lot of advantages besides just like the physical appearance of beauty. There's like social and like economic benefits, and I was reading and it was crazy, like more attractive people get more space on the sidewalk, like people give them more space, they're more likely to make more money or get a higher job position, and they even said like more attractive school children get less of a punishment than less attractive. And so there's a lot of like advantages that you wouldn't think that are associated with physical beauty, and so I'm definitely gonna focus on that more.
How do you begin the process of writing a thesis of this length?
Well, we kind of started over the summer. Topich like got us on Google Meet, and he wanted us to really start early because he wanted to prepare us. And so I kind of just started gathering a bunch of sources. I gathered like 30 something, and I was reading about like 20 before I even just start like writing a word. So it was a lot about reading because I never really appreciated how much research you have to put in. And so he really wanted us to feel like we were experts in what we were studying. And so I had to do a lot of reading. And I just, as a rule of thumb, like grabbed all the sources I could, even if I didn't think I would use them, because there's a lot of background. And so I just grabbed what I could and kind of cut down from there. But yeah, there's a storyboard and like on a butcher paper, and you kind of just, how many chapters you have, you put them into groups, and it's just a good visual. And before you start your outline, it's a, have that. And you also have a committee team, which is like 2 to 3 teachers and staff that can help you with ideas and your outline and editing, things like that.
So Catherine, any idea, I mean, the minimum has to be 50 pages, mm-hmm. but any idea of how long you think this will be?
I think mine might be around 70 to 80. I added a new chapter recently, but there's just so much, and especially on the physical and psychological effects, you could write a whole paper about eating disorders in itself. So definitely going to be longer than 50.
Obviously this project really is going to be great experience for college choices. Do you have it narrowed down, or have you announced it, or?
I'm not decided yet, but it's between 3: Arkansas, Ole Miss, or University of Alabama.
Yeah. All SEC schools.
Yes.
Good. And obviously this will be a major project, mm-hmm. as you move into college. I mean, you recognize that. I mean, the experience, yes. that you've gotten from that. How do you see that kind of reflecting what you'll do in college?
That's a good question. I think it's great for an experience. Like you said, it'll definitely prepare me for writing and the intensity of writing up there. But my topic, I don't think that I'm necessarily going to study it, but it's made me kind of want to take more of an interest in social media. I wanted to major in business, and so social media is a huge part of business, and it's made me see different things of media that I hadn't seen before, but it's definitely going to prepare me for the research up there.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a great part of this project, is that you can choose something you're passionate about, you can choose something maybe that you want to pursue as a career. But for you, obviously, the experience of research and writing, but who knows, at some point you mm-hmm. may look back and go, oh, yeah, this really prepared me for what I'm going to do after college and in life. So, well, Catherine, thank you so much. I can't wait to read the final product,
yes.
and hopefully see the defense, but I appreciate you being with us here tonight. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
I want to thank my guest, and thank you, listeners, for staying with us during this ACLS Carpet One.
You've been listening to Innovation in Education, the Pulaski Academy podcast, where we share stories of how PA is inspiring students to explore, create, contribute, and achieve, with your hosts, Greg Ledbetter and Matt Bullock.